Apple takes a bite. Facing criticism about conditions at supplier factories, the CEO conducts his own factory inspection as Apple's biggest supplier in China announces some employee benefits. On this Friday, March 30th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Friday morning. Lots to think about. I wonder what Mike Daisy is thinking this morning. That's what I'm wondering myself. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we're going to be talking about Foxconn and the changes that have taken place. What are the implications for Apple and the entire electronics industry? An international manhunt following a heist. Some final thoughts about the Supreme Court and the movie Bully that goes into theaters today. We're going to be talking about that. And listeners are talking about that as well. A listener from Lubbock, Texas says he saw children die in a movie when he was young. My parents took me to see Stand By Me. They seem to care less about violence than sex. What about controversial movies in your life? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll be talking about Bully later on this hour, but let's check the morning's top headlines.
U.S. Supreme Court justices meet today for the first time since they finished hearing 6 hours of arguments over the constitutionality of President Obama's health care reform law. The hour-long session held behind closed doors will end in a vote to determine their decision on the contentious issue. It's not the end of the case, though. Justices will then write both majority and minority opinions and circulate them among their members. Those drafts could change a vote or two, even the ultimate decision. The High Court's ultimate ruling will not be released until June or sometime this summer. It's up to the Senate now to complete action on a short-term extension of federal highway and transit aid before the deadline tomorrow. On a mostly party-line vote, the House approved the stopgap 90-day bill to avoid the shutdown of government construction projects and extend the federal fuel tax. That tax generates about $110 million a day.
French police and commandos went after suspected Islamic militants earlier this morning in a series of dawn raids in which 19 people were arrested. Christian Fraser of our partner, the BBC, has more from Paris.
Some weapons were said to have been recovered. Their police source said the arrests were not directly part of the ongoing inquiry into the case of Mohamed Merah, whose brother Abdelkader is still in custody.
The 23-year-old admitted killing 7 people in 3 separate attacks. He was killed himself in a shootout with police last week and buried yesterday. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says today's operation was just the first. There will be more similar raids. Pakistani intelligence officials say a U.S. drone fired 2 missiles into a house in a tribal area known for harboring Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants. 3 alleged militants were killed. Pakistani lawmakers are demanding an end to such attacks, though, and this one could complicate ongoing American efforts to get Pakistan to reopen border crossings to help supply NATO troops in Afghanistan.
A disaster preparedness exercise to ensure that California's child support system could be run remotely had just one glitch, but it was a pretty big one. 4 computer storage devices were lost along the way, containing the names, social security numbers, and other private data for about 800,000 people, adults and children. A spokeswoman for the state's Office of Technology Services says it appears the container was not properly secured and the records slipped out during the shipping. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot could provide a quick way to become a half billionaire. The prize is up to a record $540 million. That's way above the previous record of $390 million, which was split between 2 winners back in 2007. State governments are also keeping their fingers crossed. They view it as a fast means to inject millions of dollars in state taxes into their coffers.
Going to try your luck with the lottery, Mega Millions, $540 million, or you could have better luck on the stock market. Asian markets mixed this morning. European indices and U.S. futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 13,146. The S&P opens at 1,403. And the Nasdaq's magic number begins at 2,762. Later this hour, we'll talk about the documentary Bully, which hits theaters today in limited release. Tells the story of 5 real-life children who've been bullied, 2 of whom killed themselves. This film has struggled with its R rating, but it's in theaters anyway. We've been asking you, have you ever showed your children a PG-13 or an R-rated movie before they met the age requirement? What sort of parental guidance do you give? Give us your advice. Listener from Hackensack says, I was 10 when I first watched The Terminator, and I've never believed that movies have a stronger effect on children than parenting. Good point. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE your story or just post it to takeaway.org. Coming up, we'll talk about Foxconn, Apple, and the changing employment practices in China.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.